Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And I know that you're here for the same reason, frankly, that I am, which is to hear more things about real estate that you never thought would ever happen or that even were possibly in this universe. So today I've got you a good friend from the great state of New York, all the way up where the Yankees live. And he calls himself J-Man, but that's probably not how you find him online.
It is probably how you find me online. Just type in J-Man, you might find me. Jeremiah's with quotation marks, J-Man Monero.
So tell our listeners how long you've been in real estate, where you're located, anything they should know about J-Man before we dig into your story.
All right. So I started in real estate in 2005 at the age of 25. So I've been going on for my 14th year here. I'm in Rochester, New York, which is the real upstate New York. We're between Buffalo and Syracuse. And my wife and I are a real estate team.
So how long y'all been married? So you've been in real estate since 2005. How long has the marriage lasted?
Well, we've been together going on 10 years. So we actually met in real estate.
That's got to be helpful to managing a bilateral kind of relationship in this business.
There's no question. It's we understand each other that when that client calls at 7 o'clock at night and you have to take the call, like having a partner that can empathize and understand definitely helps us to stay together for the long haul.
And what's her name, by the way? Who was Mrs. J-Man?
Mrs. J, yeah, it's Christina Adolph Monero. And I was originally called the J-Man Soul Team. But when we got married, she said, we're going to change that. And we are the Monero team now at RE/MAX Realty Group.
I think I love her already and I've not even met her. Okay, so there's only two ground rules for the podcast. The first one is if you're telling a story that involves guilty people, don't use their real names. And the other rule is, as everybody knows, I enjoy a little salty language, but we don't do F-bombs, GDs, or see you next Tuesdays because they're just too much for my sensibilities here. So that being said, you came into the market when it was still good. You went through the worst of the gully because even Rochester went through some rough times, not as bad as Syracuse, but pretty bad. And now we've been in recovery for a short time. So you have to have seen something really good besides your wife.
Yeah, a lot of good things besides my wife. Absolutely.
And by the way, before you tell your story, did you pick her up as a buyer, seller, or agent? How did y'all meet in real estate? Because I love those.
That's a funny story in itself, because I heard one of your other podcasts where that's how they met. But she was already in real estate and we were at our company's Christmas party and everybody was talking about who's the youngest person in the office. I was like, oh, it's got to be Christina. No, it's Jeremiah's. And so the discussion was had, well, when's your birthday? She tells me, well, it's April 11th. And I said, well, no, that's my birthday. Let me see your ID. She goes, yeah, you're that cool that I'd want to copy your birthday. And so I said, I'm in love. You know, I'm in love and the rest is history, I guess.
Okay, that's probably the best office Christmas story outcome that I've ever heard of, because that's not usually what happens at the office Christmas party.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, so 13 years in real estate, you have probably a list of stories as long as your arm. What in the world sticks out to you when you try to explain to people what it's actually like in this business?
Well, you know, I was racking my brain with so many good stories. You know, our tagline is that we're your real estate superheroes. And that started when I moved from one broker to another. You know, part of the franchise that I'm with is like developing your own, you know, what makes you different as an agent, not what makes the company different, but what makes you different. And it all came from this one story. When I was out showing houses, you know, young couple, husband, wife, we're looking, you know, we have 4 houses scheduled for that day. We're on the second to last house. And like many houses we show, there's that uneven step off the front porch where if you don't see it, you're going to fall, right? And typically, if I'm going first, I'll say, watch your step, be careful. But the wife of my client went first. She turned her foot the wrong way and went down.
Oh!
I heard a snap and I'm like, oh, you know, it's. You know, I feel bad. I'm trying to help her pick her up. And I'm like, this is okay. We'll cancel the last house. Don't worry about it. Like, real estate's not important. Take care of your ankle. The husband, however, says, no, come on, get up. Suck it up. He says, suck it up. You didn't hurt anything. It's not swelling right now. It's fine. Just suck it up. And we know we got houses to see. We got things to do. He's that kind of a personality type.
Now, this is his wife, and you've heard the snap, and he's telling her to suck it up. Just clarifying that he's married to this person.
And they're still married, actually. But he, he's telling her, suck it up. And I said, it's entirely up to you guys. You tell me what you want to do. You know, it's our fiduciary duty to obey within reason. And he says, no, we scheduled the house. I think this is the one. Let's go look at it. And then if she needs to go to the doctors, you know, we'll take her to the doctor. This is how committed they are to buying it. Hey, we have motivated buyers. And so we go to the last house and she is in just extreme amount of pain. She's like, you guys go. I don't even care about the house anymore. If it's nice enough, maybe you can bring me in. And sure enough, the husband and I, we kind of do the male walkthrough of a home, like up, down, check out the basement, garage. Okay, looks good. He likes it. And so we come back outside and we tell her, you know, it's a nice house. It's probably worth checking out. She goes, well, I can't walk. I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm in decent shape. Her husband's was a retired soccer player, I guess, you know, like a college soccer player that he feels like he's in good shape for the rest of his life. But anyway, so we say, okay, you put one arm over my head, you put the other arm over your husband's head. We each grab a leg and we literally carry her through this two-story home. We go through the kitchen, the great room. Okay, let's go upstairs, go down to the basement. The whole time she's in pain and I know that there's something serious going on here. But she likes it.
I want to convalesce here. I want to lay here and rehab my broken leg.
Yeah, I could see myself rehabilitating in this house for the next 6 to 8 weeks. And so I'm like, well, you know, it's new to the market. It was more of a balanced market, less of a seller's market like we're seeing today. So I said, okay, if you like it enough, do you want to write an offer? Right? Because you have to ask the question. And she's like, yeah, absolutely. But I think we should go to urgent care first. And so I'm like, okay, you guys go do what you have to do. Sure enough, she goes and she broke her ankle. She was rushed into surgery. When she comes out, the first thing she says, are we going to write the offer? And I'm like, you know, maybe I don't know about the medication, the painkillers. Like, is she in the right state of mind? This is the first time I'm having a client come out of surgery wanting to write an offer on a property. And so, you know, I wait like 3-4 hours until the doctor says, like, okay, she's cleared. She's of right mind. And we write the offer. We get it accepted. And they live there today. It is a happy ending. They're still married. She tells that story to all of her friends, relatives, when people say, how did you buy this house? What's the story like? And she says, you know, oh, my real estate superhero carried me through this house because I had just broken my ankle. And my wonderful husband, who made me see the house, was the other person who helped carry me through.
So you get top billing now.
Oh, yeah. I do get referrals from her from time to time. I say, you know, I am a full service realtor. I can't guarantee that I'm going to be carrying you through a house all the time. But if something does come up, right, if something does happen, like, I'm going to be there for you regardless of scenario or situation.
Now I know why you run races and why you're Mr. Spartan. You have to stay in shape in case she tells people you go carry him around the house. It all comes together.
Yeah, full circle now. Yeah, absolutely.
So a couple of things really stand out to me here. The first one is, of course, the falling off the step. And I have to remind our beloved realtors who listen to these episodes, y'all, this is why you as realtors should be carrying short-term disability insurance, because if that had been J-Man who fell off the step, broke his leg, or Christina, as realtors, you wouldn't have any income for a while. So just a little side note there, get yourself some short-term disability. But the other thing that really jumped out at me is how careful you were that your clients not make a decision while they were clouded by pain medicine. Although, frankly, there's probably some people listening to this episode that are going to go get a prescription written so they can get people to buy houses from urgent care. But instead, you made sure with the doctor. And I think that's a critical thing to consider in realtor life, because we're not known as people who are careful and organized and really cognizant of those really necessary external parts. But you took the time. And I think that's why a professional realtor really stands out in even a crowded realtor marketplace.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's like, it's about the relationship, not the transaction, right? I'm not trying to just make a quick sale while they're under the influence because I need to move on to the next sale. Like, this is a relationship that I'm building for the long term.
Well, and you also consider the fact that you were still doing the right things even while she was hurt, because the husband wants to move on. You can't always, as a realtor, say, that's not good behavior, we have to stop. And especially in a market mirroring 2018's market, where it's so tight with inventory, you mentioned they were in a balanced market at that time, but right now, if that happened, they would lose the house without a professional realtor who says, I mean, we'll figure out a way, because you figured out a way.
Yeah, absolutely. Adapt and overcome.
So I just have to say, da 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 da, because I've been wanting to say that for like the last 10 minutes since you said superheroes, not going to lie. So when you go back in your real estate career, as we kind of wrap up our little episode here, that obviously stands out as one of the moments you remember most. Is there any moment you would go back and give a piece of advice to the buyers and sellers you've served? And maybe a question they asked you or a situation that came up where you say, man, I wish all consumers asked this or knew this. What would that one thing be?
So for me, being in the north part of New York State, we have extremely cold winters. You know, feel free to visit anytime.
I won't. Your people all moved south to my area. They all moved to North Carolina. And I love you for that. I appreciate your cold winters.
I know. This past winter was so bad. But anyways, the piece of advice that I'd give to any, mainly sellers, and I try to give this to them, but they don't always listen. I've had in my 13-year career at least 8 different clients that have had frozen pipes, meaning, you know, the pipes have burst and caused extreme water damage in the property for one reason or another. But typically it's when they move out, so they're closing on their new home, they leave their existing home vacant. I always make the recommendation to, you know, let's winterize the house for what it costs. It's well worth, you know, the risk that's involved here. You know, I can remember another story specifically. It was my brother's next door neighbor. My brother had referred me to them and he said, oh, no problem. I got a brand new, you know, Nest thermostat and a high efficiency furnace and I can program it from my phone, et cetera, et cetera. And the battery went out on the thermostat.
Oh.
Yeah. And I got a call from my brother. He's like, Jay, I'm like, yeah. He's like, did you leave the water running next door or something like that? I'm like, no, why? He said, because I can hear what sounds like a waterfall from my neighbor's house. And it was quite literally that, you know, the water line had burst on, it's a two-story, had burst on the second floor right over the updated kitchen. And that kitchen was right over the furnace and the electrical. It was so bad that the water was coming out the windows of the basement. You know, yeah, we have full basements here. We were already in contract. This was a $95,000 home, you know, first-time home buyer price range. And it had a $78,000 claim against water damage.
And my guess would be that Nest didn't cover that because their battery had gone out.
No, didn't cover it. And I mean, that's just another scenario where I met the seller there. It was probably 10 o'clock at night to get all the water shut off. And he was crying to me like, oh my gosh, you know, we almost closed on the property and almost done with this. And I can't believe this happened. And I'm like, this is why you hire a realtor, because things will always happen in a transaction. But we're going to get you through it. Like, we're the glue that keeps the transaction together. We got through it and it worked out to the buyer's benefit because she was able to almost have a completely new home and make the selections for the stuff that, you know, she got to pick the kitchen cabinets, the flooring, the colors in the house. So it was just like almost new construction.
Did she select a new thermostat? Because I would.
She sure did. She's like, I want to go with a hardwired thermostat, please. No batteries. Yeah, absolutely. She sure did.
Okay. So if you've been listening to this episode and you're wondering how you can get a hold of J-Man and Christina for your Rochester or generally anywhere in that northern New York area, because they got people if they're not in your market, how can they reach y'all?
Online, themoneroteam.com or any social media. We just typically type J-Man Sells. You'll be able to find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. We're out there.
Awesome. So if you're listening to this and you don't know how to spell Monero, don't feel bad. It's all going to be in the show notes for this episode. And that way you can contact a great professional realtor team. And you'll also remember that no matter where you live, if the house is vacant and it's going to be cold outside, get it winterized. I mean, this area costs like $100. It probably can't cost that much more up north.
Yeah, $130.
Come on, people, suck it up. See, and I'm saying suck it up about pipes, not about a spouse, because frankly, that was a note to learn there. Don't tell your spouse to suck it up with a broken ankle. But anyway, we digress. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
I will see you next time around.
All right. Thank you very much.
If you're listening to this and you're a broker, realtor, inspector, investor, lender, or anybody related to real estate, got your own story to tell, you can hit me at Lee Brown on Twitter or any of the social networks to be featured in a future episode. And until then, subscribe for more, and we'll see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.